The CEO of the Ghana Chamber of Telecommunications, Kweku Sechiado, has admitted occasional poor service delivery by network operators. He was quick to add that such operational lapses are not deliberate as they are of no gain to the operators. Mr. Sechiado was speaking on GTV's current affairs program Talking Point, which discussed ICT and national development and compensation for such interruptions. Mr. Sechiado said the regulators and the National Communications Authority have monitoring and evaluation measures in place, and operators are sanctioned appropriately when the need arises.
No doubt there are some days that it's extremely difficult and subscribers cannot get access to their networks. There are days when you're sending your text, you're making a call, and it's not going through. That does happen, and it shouldn't happen. However, you must recognize, having said that it's not the norm. When you have situations like that, you have to ask yourself, for the network operator, what's the benefit to the network operator that its subscribers cannot access the network? There's absolutely no gain to the network operator. There's got to be a problem why so many thousands of its subscribers cannot access the network. The network is losing potential revenue. The network's reputation is at stake. There's got to be a decent reason why that happens. The NCA, which is the regulator, has performance indicators for network operators. Very high, stringent, vigorous monitoring. High stringent targets and vigorous monitoring. And I wish that were the case in other sectors or in other industries as well. So when network operators breach their target, the regulator holds them to account to explain the reasons why that has happened. And if they don't have a good enough reason, they may be warned, for example, it's a matter of inadequate investment in a given area, and they may be encouraged to make sure that they invest in that area to ensure that the services improve. If that fails, then the regulator is compelled to impose penalties on the network operator, which it then pays to the regulator. And of course, it's not your own handset, actually may be the cause.
The Minister of Communications, Dr. Edward Omanibuama, agrees that there is the need to compensate consumers who endure poor services, but indicated that the operators at times face genuine challenges. He said consumers who experience frequent and prolonged interruptions can call 030-7011-419. The number again, 030-7011-419, to lodge complaints. They can also send an email to complaints@nca.gov.gh. On the two high-level telecom meetings held in Accra recently, Dr. Omanibuama said it's provided Africa a platform to take some 5 initiatives to be presented at next year's World Telecommunication Development Conference.
Out of these discussions, there have been 5 major initiatives that Africa is putting on the table. One of them has to do with migrating from analog television broadcasting, and actually even analog radio broadcasting, to digital television and radio broadcasting. If it comes to Ghana, that is new. That is something that we are going to do, and we have a committee that is working on it. Without having these platforms and developing common positions, such as Africa agreeing on these 5 initiatives. One has to do with cyber security, not just that, how it impacts on deepening the confidence of the Africans in the use of ICT and telecommunication.
For his part, Deputy Secretary General of the International Telecom Union, Haolin Zhao, said telecommunications is the fastest growing sector in Africa, but says the sector can perform better if it has access to reliable energy.
To have good input, we need to be able to understand what the whole world is thinking about today, about our future, and what is the challenges in front of our local members. And that will ask us to really encourage our members to come together to look at their future. And the Honorable Minister just said, if we are not there, nobody will talk about us. and then we have put their priorities there. For example, just one example. You know, we already had some regional preparation meetings. Someone already talked about their priorities.
Deputy Secretary General of ITU, Haolin Zhao, speaking on Talking Point.